Fimula resumed. And after the balls were smashed and the killing was done, this is what we'd have you understand, said Fumalo, if, that is, your heads aren't too thick to get the sense of it. After those chores were finished, he killed himself, Fimalo said. And once more, the other two turned to him. It was as if they were helpless to do otherwise.
Did he do it with a spoon? Roland asked. For that was the prophecy my friends and I grew up with. 'Twas in a bit of doggerel.
Yes, indeed, said Fimalo. I thought he'd cut his throat with it, for the edge of the spoon's bowl had been sharpened, like certain plates, you ken, ca's a wheel, and always comes around to where it started. But he swallowed it. Swallowed it, can you imagine? Great gouts of blood poured from his mouth, freshets. Then he mounted the greatest of the grey horses, he calls it Nis, after the land of sleep and dreams, and rode southeast into the white lands of Empathica with his little bit of gunner before him on the saddle. He smiled. There are great stores of food here, but he has no need of it, as you may ken. Los no longer eats. Wait a minute. Time out, Susanna said, raising her hands in a T-shape. It was a gesture she'd picked up from Eddie, although she didn't realize it. If he swallowed a sharpened spoon and cut himself open as well as choking, Lady Blackbird begins to see the light, Fumalo exulted and shook his hands at the sky. Then how could he do anything? Los cannot die, Fimalo said, as if explaining something obvious to a three-year-old. And you poor saps, his partner put in with good-natured viciousness. You can kill a man who's already dead, Fimalo finished. As he was, Roland, your guns might have ended him,